The ruling is just the latest chapter in the tumultuous history of a law that has transformed life for millions of Americans since the measure was passed without any Republican votes and signed in May of 2010 by President Barack Obama. The decision puts Republicans in Congress into a political box. Most of them tried over and over to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and many of them survived the Democratic wave in midterm elections last month only by vowing to preserve the law's protections for people with pre-existing conditions, protections that would be swept aside by Judge O'Connor. Republicans in office would mostly prefer to run away from this issue or hope it disappears before they have to deal with it legislatively, said Thomas P. Miller, a lawyer and health economist at the American Enterprise Institute and a critic of the law. After struggling for 8 years to come up with an alternative to the Affordable Care Act, some Republicans in Congress seem to hope that the judge's decision would be a catalyst for cooperation, which has been virtually non-existent to date. Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Oregon, and the departing chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, said the decision offered a rare opportunity for truly bipartisan health care reform that protects those with pre-existing conditions. In the Senate, two Republicans who have cooperated on health legislation, Susan Collins of Maine and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, said in separate interviews that the ruling showed the need for a bill like one they introduced last year. The bill would keep consumer protections from the Affordable Care Act, but give states much more discretion over the use of federal funds for health care. Obamacare is failing, Mr. Cassidy, a medical doctor, said. People are going without insurance because they can't afford it. Democrats may be doing the political calculus, saying, this is great for us because we want to use the issue in 2020, but I don't care about the politics. I'm concerned about that family of four in Louisiana who don't get a subsidy, who are paying $40,000 a year for a policy with a $13,000 deductible.